This is KERA News. I'm Bill Zeeble. Here's the assignment for high school girls in a summertime science, technology, engineering, and math camp, STEM. Dream up an everyday item that's cheaper and safer to use than what's out there now, then build it. We stopped by a STEM camp at Southern Methodist University. That's the alarm going off from a child car seat. 17-year-old Sandra Villagrana explains why.
If it goes above 26 degrees Celsius or 80 degrees Fahrenheit, it starts beeping if there's pressure or motion.
The pressure to create this device seems obvious, especially in Texas. The state leads all others with the most deaths of children left in hot cars. Sandra's team member, 16-year-old Madison Maya, says a cell phone alert also makes sense.
We were thinking of doing an app that where it will sync up to your phone, but apps are really complicated, so we try to stay away from that right now.
Madison says that'll be phase two. Their project's not finished. On the workbench sits their 6x3-inch punch board with spaghetti-like wires connected to sensors, a circuit board wired to an alarm, and a power supply. We're in SMU's Innovation Gym, built to exercise young brains. For the seventh straight summer, low-income high school STEM kids from across North Texas have spent 2 weeks here. Summer program director Heather Hankemer says early on, she learned single-sex camps work best.
The males always gravitated towards being the one that built something, and the females were not included in that. And also for the boys, it pushes them to be more creative.
But for the young women in this STEM camp, single-sex education isn't new. Many of these campers have been in girls-only schools for years. Sandra Villagrana attends Fort Worth's Young Women's Leadership Academy.
Oh, I love working with tools. I'm obsessed with screwdrivers and hammers and tools. I really like fixing things. I really like the building of it, everything. I'm not really into the computer part. I like that too, but I'm more of the building aspect.
Megan Scott is an SMU engineering student working here as a counselor. She knows how valuable this camp can be.
I've definitely seen other women sort of pushed aside, and so like I've always worked really hard making sure that I was not only proving that I was competent enough to do anything, but I was like extra competent.
Scott says she likes being the role model for these students who love to build things like she does. But it's been a bit of a battle, at least with her grandparents.
They're like, you'll be a great cook. And I was like, no, I want to go do stuff. I want to make stuff. Yeah, they were really into that for my brothers and not so much for me. And I was just like, that's over. I will do what I want to do, and I'm going to make it great.
18-year-old camper T. Shi shares the attitude. Born in a refugee camp in Thailand, she'll be a senior at Dallas ISD's Irma Ronkel Young Women's Leadership Academy. She contributed her artistic talent to the four-woman team that's making solar-powered blinds. They close when sensing light and open automatically when it gets dark. T's diagrams fill the team's whiteboard.
And I'm very visual, so whenever they come up with an idea, I usually go to the board and draw it out and plan it out so they can see it in total scale because they need to visualize it in order to create it.
Artistically talented, she is. However, T's been intimidated by math for years until this camp.
I didn't like working with numbers, but coming here, I was forced to work with numbers and be more precise. So I learned that I'm pretty good at it, although I've been telling myself that I'm not good at numbers. Like, if I put my mind to it, I can do it.
And now, T says she will. The camp has given her a confidence boost as she approaches her final year of high school. She plans on tackling what she's long avoided, coding. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.